go, what in the world did I just do? You know? Anybody have a cell phone? Anybody got cell phones here? Anybody got cell phones? Anybody got smartphones? Anybody like me, their phone's smarter than they are? You know, they get us in trouble. I want to preface this. I want to make sure I lay this out for you really well this morning. I love you guys, okay? Because I'm going to say some things you might not like, all right? But I really do. I love, I care about you. I want you to make wise choices in life. I want you to enjoy your life and to appreciate it. But I want to talk about our social media, our how we act and what we do in social media, how we deal with Facebook, Twitter, right? Did I get that one right? You know, how we deal with, I mean, they got all, there's Scope out there, there's LinkedIn, there's just all sorts of these things. Matter of fact, just to kind of give you a heads up, I'm going to do a series starting on Easter. We're going to Snapchat, that's it. We're going to Snapchat Jesus at Easter time, all right? You don't know what that is? Look it up on the internet. It's one of those photo program things. But we live in this digital world today. We're surrounded by all these things. I remember talking, I went to a conference for the school board, and years ago, you might do something on a school bus on the way to school, and you get to school, and you know you did something dumb, you did something kind of, you're embarrassed about something that wasn't right. But you get to school, and you get off the bus, and 20 kids know. Now you do something on the school bus, and pretty good off the bus at school, and the whole school knows because somebody has text message, somebody has photo chatted, somebody has done something with that. How do we live in this world? How do we deal with this? And just so you know, for me as a pastor, I deal with a lot of the negative fallout from the social media avenue. Did you see what so-and-so posted? Anybody ever hear one of those? I got this text from, and I deal with all the negative stuff. When I was doing the research for this message, I got an education. I learned out what some of those little words, you know, just those letters, LOL, you know, lots of love, you know. I was reading one that the lady posted, sent a message to her, I don't remember if it was her daughter or her son, she says, I just want to let you know grandma passed away, LOL. And the kid posts back, Mom, what's so funny about that? She goes, well, nothing's funny about that. What do you mean? He goes, LOL means laugh out loud. She goes, oh, no, I got a lot of phone calls to make. You know? How do we deal with social media? How do we deal with it? Because it really shapes our life. It shapes who we are. It's going to be with us, and it's going to be live. So I'm going to encourage you to get your outline out, and we're just going to kind of go along and kind of see what God has. And as I wrestle with this, I titled the message, What Would Jesus Post? But before I thought about what would Jesus post, I began asking myself this question. Would Jesus even have a Facebook account? A Twitter account, Periscope, LinkedIn, Snapchat. Would he have any of those accounts? Would Jesus even be involved in the social media world that we live in today? It's part of who we are. It's part of our lives today. And we surf there, we go there, we look there. Would Jesus even be involved in it? So I just kind of took a minute and kind of looked back at God's word and just kind of seen how Jesus interacted in his time. Just to kind of give you a picture, because I want to tell you, I kind of lean towards Jesus would have probably had a Facebook page, okay? I really believe that. I think Jesus probably would have had a Facebook page. He might have had a Twitter account. He might have been involved in this because he was very involved in what was happening in the world that he existed. Kind of give you a picture. Jesus was born during a time of the Roman rule. Anybody kind of familiar with history? Don't you guys love history? Come on. He was born during that Roman rule, and Rome brought peace to the world. The world had never seen it. He had conquered most of the world. The Roman Empire controlled most of the world, And it was a very peaceful world. There was a lot of conflict, but they controlled it. They kept it under control, and there was a peace in the known world at the time. And in order to get their troops around, they built roads. Bricks, and not really bricks, but rock, and built the road so the armies could travel quickly over these roads. And Jesus took advantage of that. The Greek world had conquered the world not militarily, but with a language. The culture of Greece controlled most of the known world at the time. And Jesus come along at a specific time and at an appointed time. He fit right in. He was able to travel from city to city. He was able to speak where people could hear and people could understand. He took advantage of what was available to him. I put it this way. If you look at your word, look at what it says here. Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Soon afterward, he was traveling town and village to another, preaching and telling the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him. He was out using the resources that were there, taking advantage of everything they had, the roads, the language, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, proclaiming God's love and care and God's compassion. He was there for the people and proclaiming it. See, he took advantage of that. And I kind of lean towards that Jesus would probably take advantage of social media today. You know, now you might disagree, and that's okay. We really don't know. We have no idea. But I kind of want to look at social media because I want to tell you, I don't think social media is all that bad. I'm going to tell you something. I enjoy FaceTime. Anybody? You know, I got grandkids up in Alaska. I don't get to see them very often. I like seeing my grandkids. I enjoy FaceTime. I hadn't seen them for a year and a half when we meet my grandkids at Disney World. And you know what? They knew me. They recognized me. They were willing to leave their mom and dad and go with Laura and I because they knew who we are. I enjoy FaceTime. I enjoy Facebook. Some of you I'm following. That could be scary for some of you, okay? Because I do read them. You know? Now, I'm not much on Twitter and all of that. I just don't get into that. And Periscope. And But I think there's some really good things that happen with it. But I also think there's some bad things. So I had a little section. If you look at your outline, it says the good, the bad, the ugly. Because I think there's some positive. But I also want to have some warning signs. We need to be careful. We need to kind of pay attention here. So the first one I put here, if you look at it here, is the good, the bad, the ugly. Social media allows you to connect with people and create new relationships. See, connecting with Facebook, I get just so you know, I get requests. Anybody ever get those? Do you accept them? Anybody ever get those? Or anybody here got any friends on Facebook? I hope you do. All right, yeah. I get these friend requests. Anybody ever get those friend requests? And you know, and just so you know, some of you kids send me friend requests. I do not take kids' friend requests, okay? I'm sorry. You know, some of you are sitting here right now, and I got it sitting there. It says, you know, accept or ignore. And I haven't ignored it, but I haven't accepted it. Because I just don't take friend requests from that's part of that cautious part of the relationship. But I have friends, and I have people that I have not seen in many, many years on friends. Anybody ever get those from high school? Hey, do you remember me? No, I don't. But I recognize the name. Anybody? You know, come on. You know, we how do we deal with that? See, it builds relationships. It reconnects some of those relationships. It allows us to grow and to extend to see. You ever get an email from somebody or a text message from somebody? You know, are you so-and-so? I remember getting that from somebody. Are you so-and-so from Willits? You know, are you the pastor that used to be in Willits? Yes. Well, my mom and dad, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It allows that. It allows those opportunities, and it allows that. But here's the bad thing, though. When we connect like that, sometimes we neglect the face-to-face. I've seen pictures, and I've heard of stories. I'm sure you don't do this, but two kids sitting at the table, dinner table, text messaging one another, looking across at one another, and they text one another. You know, it's like, talk to them, they're right there. Sometimes that social media kind of puts a wall between face to face, and we need face to face. We need that kind of conversation. So it does, see, there's some positive and some good. I put the next one, I put it this way. The use of pictures in movies allow for a new way to communicate. Like I said, I love that FaceTime. It's fun. Some of you know my granddaughter, Jules. She'll sit there and FaceTime us for an hour. You got a 15-year-old granddaughter that's talking to grandma and grandpa for an hour. That's fun. There's the positive. So much good stuff going on. There's so much to appreciate, so much to enjoy that you can enjoy that time. It's just new ways. You know, you got pictures and, you know, hey, I went here. You know, my daughter went up to Canada during just after Christmas area and took pictures. And look, I seen this. And it's fun. Anybody, you know, it's fun. But then you got to be kind of careful because, you know what, there's a lot of people out there that have other agendas on the internet, isn't there? Kind of roaming away, and they may devour. We have cybercrime, identity theft, bad people meeting relationships. We got to be careful. But see, there's new communication there. I put a third one down here. The media can bring ministry groups and study groups together. It gives you opportunity to have some other meetings and to get together with others. I like traveling. I still love education. I enjoy learning, and it's nice. The conferences I do are online. I don't have to go anywhere. There's a program called The 12s that come up every year and spend $50. I don't have to go travel down to Southern California, pay for a hotel, and stay somewhere. I can have learning experiences and watch these speakers from all over the world and all over the United States. So it opens all sorts of doors and opens all sorts of opportunities to hear conferences and to attend and to hear from others and to share. You know, sometimes we can't get together. Sometimes groups, you know, whatever, can't get together. You know, but at least we can communicate. We can send encouraging words. We can say nice things. And the last one I put here is social media allows me to connect with people that you would not otherwise have connection with. Anybody have connection with somebody around the world that you never even met? Some foreign country, somehow through some Christian thing or maybe through some website, you met somebody and you got this relationship that you may never see to face, and yet you got this relationship. And so there's a lot of positive things. A lot of good things can come from it. And we need to see that we have to be careful. I like this passage here. Now, listen to what it says. So many thousands of people had gathered that they were stepping on each other. Jesus spoke first to his followers. I want to see, he's got this big old crowd sitting out here, but he kind of talks to 12 over here. He's getting ready to speak to everyone, but it takes a minute, he talks to these 12, and this is what he says. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, because they are hypocrites. Everything that is hidden will be shown, and everything that is secret will be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the light. And what you have whispered in the inner room will be shouted from the housetops. I'm going to tell you what. That's social media today. I'm going to do a sermon series on Snapchat. Anybody familiar with Snapchat? Come on. Some of you younger ones better raise your hand. Nobody knows what Snapchat is? Okay, I see some hands going up. Snapchat is a photo sharing. You look at the picture, and it deletes after you see it. Period. It's gone. That's what it's supposed to do. Here's a little trick for you. You can post your picture and say, okay, nobody's going to see it but this one person. Nobody's ever going to see it but this person that I sent it to. Nobody can see this. And you send it to them, and it deletes after they view it. The problem is they can take a quick shot of that with their phone. Now, it's deleted, but now guess what they have? I was going to ask you guys to text me. Anybody want to text me? Text me. Go ahead, text me. You can text me. I'll get a text message. Then I'll tell you to delete it. Right? You can delete it. But guess what? I got your text message, and it ain't gone. You know, it might be off your phone, but guess who's got it? Did you know? I want to tell you something. Anybody here do Twitter? Anybody? Did I say it right? Twitter, right? Anybody do Twitter? Do you know the Library of Congress is keeping every tweet that is sent? Every one of them. They figure that is historical documentation of what it was like in our world. I think somebody did text me. Thank you, Delmyra. Yeah. You can delete it, but I got it, girl. Yeah. But I'm serious. Yeah, every tweet is gone out. Every tweet is recorded at the Library of Congress right now. See, I like that passage. Everything that is hidden will be shown, and everything that is secret will be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the light. What you have whispered in the inner room will be shouted from the housetop. We need to be aware. That's right, this message. Because I want you to be aware. Because next week I'm going to kind of talk about, because here's what you need to be aware of. You're creating a legacy. You know, I go in, I got somebody else. Thank you. Somebody's going to text me now. Oh, my wife. I better watch how I said. My wife. Thank you. Yeah. But I just want you to, you're creating a legacy. You might think it's going to disappear, but it's not. You know, we're young. You think you can get away with it. You're older. It's no big deal. It will follow you. You know what? I Google my name. Maybe ever Google your own name? Boy, there's very few. I tell you. Yeah, I Google. I want to know what people say. You know, there's some good things, and there's not some good things. You know, it's life. You know? But if I'm a boss, I want to know what their Facebook. One of the ones I noticed was this: some guy had got pulled over for drunk driving. Okay, literally got pulled over for drunk driving. He's got a court date he's looking forward to. He goes to a Halloween party, dressed up as a prisoner, black and white stripes. All right, with a can of beer, drinking, and he goes to the courtroom and he says, "I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. I messed up. I just blew it." Prosecutor says, this is how he blew it and showed that Facebook picture he had posted on Facebook. Guess what the judge did? Yeah, you're sorry, all right. You're going to be sorry. We need to be aware. And so that's what I want to do in this series. I mean, it's just two messages. But you need to be aware what you post. I am absolutely surprised that people will say things they would never say to somebody's face, but it's right there in writing. And I'm going to tell you something. You put something in writing, and I don't like it, I'm going to keep it. Because someday I'll use it against you. No, I'm kidding. But people do that. Come on now. You know, you'll mend that relationship. You work through that relationship. We're back on terms again, and everything is going great. But then, 10 years down the road, remember when you, see, I even got proof. Look, use text. 10 years down the road, you can come back. Anybody? Am I being crazy? I'll give you something else. Parents. Anybody here a parent? Anybody got children? Let me tell you this. Conference. There's a very, very likely chance. Now, I don't be offensive here. I don't mean it that way. Statistically speaking, that your child will have an inappropriate picture on his phone or her phone. There's a really good chance, right? You know who's liable for that? You as a parent can go to jail for child pornography. Even though that's your son's phone or your daughter's phone. Because you know whose phone belongs to? Who's got the contract? Whose name is on that contract? See, I had a rule in my house. You know what? It's my house. That drawer in that room is yours. That is my house. And that's my Chester drawer. And if I'm in that drawer, guess what? I'm looking in that drawer. My kids knew that. There was never a question. I want to tell you about the phone, same thing. Of course, I didn't have to deal with that. There wasn't that much phones when my kids were little. That was 30 years ago. I'm getting old. Hey, you don't have to agree. But we need to pay attention. And so what would Jesus post? Get your outline. What would Jesus post? How would Jesus reach in today's world? What would Jesus do? How would he handle Facebook? How would he handle Twitter? How would he handle Periscope? How would he handle Snapchat? What would he do? And so just five things real quick. Let's see if I can nail these down real quick. Jesus would engage social media with a purpose, not as a means to pass time. All right? Jesus, whatever Jesus did, he did it with purpose. He was on task. It wasn't just, well, I don't have anything. Let's see what's going on. you're waiting for your doctor, and you didn't have nothing else to do, and man, I got 8 text messages. They even got media content. Oh, my wife says, I love my wife. I love my wife. Oh, Delmyra, I like that picture. You can delete it, but I got it down. Hey, yeah, there was a reason. He wouldn't just do something just to do it. He was focused. He was heading somewhere. See, let me tell you a picture here of Jesus. Jesus at 12 years old is a turning point in the Jewish culture. He's going from a child to manhood. He's 12 years old. He's making that transition into manhood. You got to realize that 12 years old was midlife almost back then, because they didn't live 40s and 50s was it. And so he's transitioned to manhood. And so they go to the temple. And they go to the temple, and it's a time when he has that transformation, and he's at the temple, and probably the whole family's there. Grandma and grandpa's there, aunts and uncles, cousins, everybody's hanging around. Jesus is at the temple. He's 12 years old, and it's time to leave. And mom and dad, everybody pack up, and they start leaving. And they get down the road a little ways, and it's like, well, where's Jesus? Nobody's ever left their kid, right? You know, I'm not going to talk about anybody. I know some have. And they're looking around, you know, no Jesus. Where's Jesus? You know, so they kind of get worried. You know, well, maybe grandma's got him. No, grandma didn't have him. You know, cousin, aunt, so-and-so didn't have him. Jesus is missing. Well, they finally find Jesus. And he had been talking and sharing with the priest. He was talking about the Bible, the Old Testament, talking about the teaching of the prophets with them. And it says, if you read that part of the script, they were astonished by his knowledge. And here's what Jesus told his parents. And he said to them, why do you seek me? Did you not know I must be about my Father's business? Luke 2:49. He's saying, you're looking for me, but I'm on purpose. I'm going somewhere. There's something going on. And so I want to encourage you. Your social media shouldn't be just a pastime. Don't post. Don't do something. Just to pass. They don't have anything else to do. Let's see what's happening on Facebook. Do it with purpose. Whatever you post, post on purpose. This is what I want to say, and this is why I want to say it. Jesus was painting a picture of God. He was proclaiming God. Now, I'm not saying, I'm going to get down here, so just so you know, I'm going to talk about not just talking about Bible verses, okay? But you need to think about what you're posting. It's not going to be hidden. It's going to be known. Do it with purpose. Sometimes you ever send a text? You ever send a text and you go, why did I send that? Anybody? How about an email you wish you could get back? Anybody? Man, how do I get that back? I watched a show the other day. What? I forget what show it was. It was hilarious. Mom was aggravating her daughter, and her daughter sent a text message to her mom. But she didn't mean to send it. And it was not very nice. She had some friends break into her mom's house, steal her mom's computer, erase that message, and put it back and leave. And they almost got caught by it. I forget what show it was. It was hilarious. I was sitting there watching it because they had to break into their house and steal her computer and break the code. And the alarm's going to go off in the house. And they're trying. Yeah, you ever send a text message you wish you didn't? It was fun in the old days. You drop a letter in the mailbox. You try to break into the mailbox. Then that's a federal crime. Come on. You know? Then we always, you know, we need to be careful. What's your purpose? Why are you posting that? What about? You know, are you just passing time? Are you just getting through? Jesus never, you know, he never tried to get into arguments. He never tried to fight. Matter of fact, he refused. You know, I got to post on the presidential candidates. I'm not going to post on any presidential candidate. I don't know what I'm going to do right now. I'm messed up with all that stuff, okay? I'll be honest with you. I'm all jacked up. I ain't posting anything. Yeah, I'm not going to vote for so-and-so. Don't vote for so-and-so. I don't trust any politicians, okay? I got mad when somebody said, because I'm on a school board, I'm a politician. I ain't a politician. I don't like those guys. But Jesus didn't get involved. I love these guys came to try to trick Jesus. Hey, Jesus, here's this little coin, you know, and who should we give? You know, should we give Caesar what is Caesar's, or should we give God what's God's? How do we do with this? Jesus said, well, whose picture's on it? He didn't want to get into this debate. Look at what he said. He asked, whose pictures and title are stamped on it. Caesar's, they replied. Well, then he said, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. I want to tell you, don't get involved. I share with you all the time. I'm not going to get in arguments on the internet. People post things about me, text me. I'm not going to get involved in that. Do I have opinions? Yeah. Laura will be sitting there looking at something. I'll be saying, can you believe? Can I post? We said, no, we can't post. I want to. I want to say something, but I can't. Anybody? I'm just not going to do it. Jesus posted with purpose, okay? When you're on the internet and when you're in your social networks and you're on that social media, post with purpose. Have a purpose. Not just, I got to get this out. I just got to say what's on my mind. That's not a very good purpose. How about this next one I put here? Jesus would follow, share, and retweet a lot of people who aren't Christians. I want to make sure I said this. I think a lot of Christians would be surprised who Jesus followed. I could see Jesus. Now, again, this is my crazy mind. You know how I am, right? Some of you have been here a long time with me. I'm that sarcastic, kind of weird guy. I should probably be following Caesar, okay? You know, what's Caesar? You know, Caesar posed. I think Jesus had been following Caesar, you know, Pilate. Yeah. It's like, what are these guys doing? I don't think he's going to post anything back. I don't think he's going to say anything about them. I just think he's going to follow them to hear, what's these guys doing? You know, I follow a lot. Most of my followers are either preachers or, anybody know what the other one's going to be? Disneyland. You guys are right. You look at my phone, you're going to find one of two things. You're going to find I'm following preachers or I'm following Disneyland stuff. You know, that's just it. You know? But I do, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm getting all sorts of emails from all these politicians, right? Anybody else getting all these dumb emails? How do we respond? And Jesus, he would follow these. I don't think he's going to ignore them. I think Jesus would be aware of them. And again, I see growing out of that relationship Jesus had with his disciples. Several years ago, they came out with a DVD series called The Bible. Anybody seen that one called The Bible, the DVD series, a video? That was really good. One of the scenes I really enjoyed in that was when Jesus called a guy named Matthew. Matthew was a tax collector. Now, a tax collector, we don't like IRS today, right? At least I don't, okay? You can have your own opinion. If you work for IRS, I'm sorry. But I just, you know, that they were tax collectors, and they lied, they steal, all right? These were, in that time, I'm not saying ours, okay, make sure, I'm not saying our IRS, okay? These guys did. And so you got despised individuals named Matthew, all right? He's at a tax collector table. And you got Jesus walking around with his Jewish friends. Now, Matthew's a Jew, but he's joined the other side, okay? And Jesus is hanging around with Peter, and Peter's a good Jew. A good Jew. And I love that scene in that movie when Jesus walks up to Matthew and goes, Matthew, follow me. And Peter looks at Jesus and says, what in the world are you doing? Yeah. I think some of us would feel that way if we seen who Jesus followed. You know, look at what it says. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. That Levi's named Matthew. And he said to him, follow me. And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at the table in the house, many tax collectors were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And there were many who followed him. Man, Jesus is hanging around with the wrong crowd. Can we have the wrong crowd on our Facebook? You know, I think sometimes we unfriend people we should probably be friends with. You know, there's a lost world out there. You know, there's some hurting people out there that say things that are hurting and need to be loved. I think we need to reach out. Now, here's what, here, let me, make sure you write this down somewhere, okay? Make this note. Acceptance does not mean approval. Write that. Acceptance does not mean approval. Because I accept somebody and I want to love them and care for them and support them, it does not mean I approve of what they say or how they live or their lifestyle or their choices, okay? That's okay when you're on our social media. I think we need to understand Jesus had some weird friends. You know, here's this Levi. You know, I've often wondered what it like. I've often wondered what it must have been like to be one of the 12. Okay, you think about this. You got Jews who, some of them were zealots, which means they wanted to kill anybody that was Roman. Okay, that's what I mean. They did. They wanted a riot. They wanted a war. They wanted to throw Rome out, and they wanted to get rid of Rome. And so there's some zealots that are Jesus' disciples. All right, and then there's some Jews that are good Jews, and then there's Matthew, who is a traitor to the Jews as a tax collector. And then you got Judas, who's stealing from the coffer and going to betray him. I thought, what kind of group did Jesus have? Think about that. I mean, that's a very unique group of people to be following him. And I think we need to understand that we need to be friends with others, and that it's okay to be friends with them. We don't have to believe them. We don't have to accept everything they do, but we need to accept them. We don't have to approve everything. We don't have to be a part of that. So I want to encourage you. Maybe people that you've defriended that you might need to think back on. I think back what it must have been like for my cousins to come to my house, because I was the oldest of the cousins. Okay, to come to my house and invite a 17-year-old boy to go to church. I thought about that. Because they knew my choices. They knew what I was doing. What it must have been like for them. They were and say, hey, Gary, why don't you go to church with us? It's like, church is for the nerds. Church is for the uncool kids. Church is for, you know, those people. But it was my cousins who friended me. Yeah, they were cousins. We knew one another. So we become closer friends. They're part of my friends. See, who do we need to become friends with? We need to reach out with. You know, I think people would be surprised with who Jesus tweeted. I really do. He's a friend of who? Can you believe that? How about the next one here? Jesus would intentionally disengage from social media to engage with his Father. There are times to put our phones away. Anybody? I was watching the news last night, or reading the news, and Chick-fil-A, I like Chick-fil-A. Taco Bell's number one. Never going to give up on Taco Bell, all right? Number one fast food restaurant, talk about it. Told you last week. Number one. Chick-fil-A's good, though. Chick-fil-A, their Chick-fil-A's in Atlanta. He's created a box that's a digital social media break. And if you take this box on your table, and you put the box on your table, and you take your phone, and you turn your phone off, and you put your phone in the box, and spend face-to-face time, when you're done eating, they'll give you an ice cream. Said a little 4-year-old boy came up with his mom to order dinner. His mom's ordering dinner, and the little boy says, Mom, don't forget to get your phone box so we can have time together. I thought, whoa. The guy said, I'm making an impact. I love that when I heard that from, you know, here at Chick-fil-A. Do we need to take a break from our phones? I know some need to have, I've heard some have a basket in their home. You know, 9 o'clock at night, everybody's phone goes in the basket. Now, I find that hard because sometimes I get phone calls in my position where I'm going to run to the hospital at 3 a.m. You know, and so that's kind of hard. My phone sits next to me on the bed. But Laura and I would go out. We'd have Bible study on Monday night with our home group, and we'd run out and go over to In-N-Out or Taco Bell because they're both right next to one another. My choice was always Taco Bell. It's really good. I'll tell you, here's the blessing. When your wife gets allergies and can't eat hamburgers and all that other stuff, you get Taco Bell all the time now. So we go to Taco Bell more now. I love it. And but we would literally, I can remember sitting there the first couple of times we did that, I'd pull my phone out. Lord be sitting there. I'd be sitting there. She'd have her phone. I'd have my phone. We're eating our hamburgers. I made a conscious effort. I'm not taking my phone out now. I don't. We go. We sit down. I don't pull my phone out. Do we need that? Do we need to disengage? And but not only engage so we can have face-to-face time with others, but also disengage so we can have time with God. You know, if the alarm goes off in the morning and the first thing you pick up is your phone to see what's going on and you didn't talk to God yet, Could there be a problem? And the first thought is, who texted me last night? What's on Facebook? Maybe we need some time with God. See, Jesus always made time for... Late at night, he'd go out with God. Early in the morning, he'd go out with God. He spent time with... And sometimes we need to have... I'm going to call this a digital fast. Anybody? A fast is when you put time away to spend time with God. You set other things aside so you can spend time with God. Sometimes you do a food fast. I've done food fast for 2 days. It's the most I've ever done. I've had friends that do it for 7. Just drink juices. If I can go 2 days without food, I've done well. You're going, I can see. But yeah. Sometimes you need a digital. Look at what Jesus said. Jesus quickly made his disciples get into the boat, cross over to Bethsaida ahead of him, and he sent the people, I got to turn my page, away. After saying goodbye to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. He sent his disciples away and said, I need some time. And I want to encourage you, do you have time for God? Enjoy the social media. Enjoy. I look at Facebook. I do. I look at Facebook. Now, I don't post Facebook. Anybody follow me? You see very much. I don't usually post. I'll do a lot of likes, okay? I am following you, so you better be careful because I am watching. You know, and I'll put I like. If you do things, if you post something and you think the preacher's going to like it and I didn't like it, you better think twice what you posted, okay? Hint, hint. Because I might want to, but it might be something I ain't going to say yes. I read some of yours, I agree with you, but I ain't going to say yes. Because that's not my purpose. Get my picture? Yeah, that's not my purpose. See, we need to be involved, but sometimes we need to get away. Sometimes we need to take some time. You know, how many take pictures with their phone nowadays? How many, you know, I was watching, and I guess the new iPhone that's coming out is going to have two kind of lenses or something now. They're doing something fancy. Our phone... Here's this. I've done this. I take my camera to Disneyland with my kids and stuff, and I'm so busy taking pictures, I miss the event. Anybody know what I'm saying? You think that happens with our phones? We get so busy trying to capture the special moment that we miss the special moment? I think we need to pay attention with our phones. Jesus always made time. He always had that time. Let's go on. Jesus would use social media to complement personal relationships, not replace it. To complement personal relationships, not to replace. Relationships are messy. It's a lot easier having relationships on the internet, isn't it? You don't see them. You don't deal with them. It's just, hi, how you doing this? I'm having a great day. Good to hear you. Bye. Tomorrow morning, hey, what are you doing today? Easy to have that kind of relationship. But when you got to get up face-to-face every day, life is messy. Anybody got a messy life besides me? You know? Life is just messy sometimes. You know, I don't want to deal with that. You know? So we need to use this as a tool to minister, as a tool to be. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside on the way and said to them, he said, okay, hey, let's take this time. I'm going to talk to you, with you. Don't replace that time you need to have face to face. That time you can sit there and be with one. You know, have you ever been with somebody and they're not there? Anybody? You're sitting there right next to them or right across from them and they are just not there. You can just look in their face and you know they ain't with me. They're not listening. They're here, but they ain't here. You know? We need to have that face to face. We need to have that time when we connect with one another. The internet's good. You can have 500 friends. You know, I love it when I hear these famous actors and actresses. I've got 1,000 followers or 100,000 followers. Do you really? You know? How many friends do you really have? Who's going to go to the hospital? Huh? Who's going to be there when you have, you know, that issue? You know, that kid that just won't listen? You need somebody to talk to? Who's going to be there for you? You need that face-to-face time. How about this? Here's the one. I put this one. I want to make sure I talk about this one. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me to drink. This was an outcast lady. She came to get water by herself. By herself. We don't know what the problem was. Some of the commentaries think she might have been a woman of the evening is the best way I can probably say it. A woman with less virtues. And we don't know what her problem was, but she came by herself. Most of the ladies would come with other ladies. They'd all go out in the morning with their water jugs and get their water and go back. She had to come by herself. But Jesus took time to be face to face with her. You see the picture? Is there somebody that needs face to face with you? That it's just on that Facebook, on that Twitter account, on that text message? How about the last one? I got to move. Jesus would fill the social media profiles with more than Bible verses. Don't just post Bible verses. All right? I'm not saying, well, I'm a Christian. All I can do is post Bible verses. I post pictures of Disneyland. Ask my wife. Well, my wife does. She'll post them for me. Yeah. Wherever I... Yeah, I could just, Jesus went to the wedding. Look at what it says here. On the third day, there was a wedding of Canaan in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus was also invited to the wedding with his disciples. I could see Jesus there at the wedding, having a great time. You know, hey, here's a Snapchat of my lunch. Here's what they're serving for dinner. Hey! And then maybe a word like this. Man does not live by bread alone. Ooh. I think Jesus posts funny things. I mean, I can see God. You know, if you're not familiar, there's a story in the Old Testament, a guy trying to figure out what God wanted and goes, they're paying him to do something that God, he knew God didn't want, but he's just kind of, well, I'll go check it out. You know, you're going to pay me. I'll go check it out. He knew God didn't want him to do it, but he decides he's going to go at least check it out. He didn't say he's going to do it, but I'm just going to go check. He's riding a donkey. He's going through this narrow canyon, and this donkey won't go. And he's beating this donkey. And this donkey's not going anywhere. And finally, the donkey turns around. Now, you're going to use my paraphrase. Turns around and looks at the guy and goes, hey, you idiot. Don't you see the angel with the sword going to cut your head off if I go? I could just see, you know, that would be a fun post. Hey, look what so-and-so did. Post the fun things, too. Have some fun. I want to tell you, I'm a Christian. I love being a Christian. I love being a pastor. And I am having a blast in life. I haven't sacrificed anything. When somebody says, have you sacrificed anything to be a pastor? No, I haven't sacrificed a thing. Life is fun. I'm enjoying it. I want to post about it. Now, like I said, we'll go to Disney. We go with my wife. She'll take pictures of us at certain places. Because I don't know why. I just can't get into the social media. I don't know if I'm just an old man, but I'm not old yet. He's got an old man's attitude, maybe. You know? I just kind of all, you know, Periscope. I listen to these guys. Periscope me this. Tweet me this. You know, Snapchat. When I found Snapchat, I said, that's going to make a good sermon. Because Snapchat has a thing called story. So we're going to story the life of Jesus through Snapchat. Starting Easter. But I'd rather sit down and talk to you. Anybody get, you know, text message. Call me. I'll talk to ya. Yeah. I could faster than I could type it. I don't know. I was watching somebody yesterday. Ain't gonna happen with me. My thumb's too big for that little thing. You know? Call me. I love it. My daughter would text me, da 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 da, and it's like, okay, I can answer that. Hey, here's the answer. How do we deal with this? I don't know. I'm just going to be, I don't know. What would you, I really don't know. Would he have Periscope? Would he be on Facebook? I don't know. But I do know if he did, it'd be on purpose. All right? It'd be focused and on purpose. I don't think he'd get involved in all this political stuff out there and texting about somebody did this or did you see such and such and I don't think he'd be involved in all. I think he'd have a purpose. I think he'd be really focused. He'd make time with some people that we would be surprised. I think it would complement his relationships. I mean, I love it when I hear from somebody, I'm praying for you. I love sending. You need to know I love sending to say I'm praying. I like sending that one. Because you know what? I really am praying. Really. So I love somebody says so-and-so's sick or this or da-da-da. I'm praying. Job opportunity, I'm praying. I don't just text that and don't mean it. I mean it. See, I think Jesus had purpose, and it complemented those relationships, and it didn't replace it, and he just didn't send just Bible verse. I got a paper I'm going to bring next week that has all these tweets that Jesus could have tweeted out of the Bible. Some really good stuff. So I'll have a paper for you next week. You can start sending tweets out. Is a tweet a hashtag? Is that where a hashtag comes from? I don't know. Somebody's got to help me out there. So I just want to challenge you that social media is not bad. There's nothing wrong with Facebook. There's nothing wrong with Periscope and Snapchat and Twitter. And there's nothing wrong with LinkedIn and all these. There's nothing wrong with them. To me, it's just like books and movies and everything else that we have. There's good books out there worth reading. Anybody? There's good movies worth going and seeing. We're going to do War Room coming up. Good Friday, we're going to show War Room here on Good Friday. We're going to, you know, there's good movies. I think there's good in social media. But I want to challenge you. Do it in a way that glorifies God. Do it in a way that points the direction to God. Look at this last verse. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So whether you text, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you do, all to the glory of God. What do you think? What do you guys think? I just want to challenge you. Next week, I'm going to talk about what you can post, all right? I just want to say, this is Jesus. What will you post? See, Jesus had a purpose. He had a singleness of mind. He had a focus. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came for the hurting, for those who are struggling, those with battles in their life, for those with burdens in their life, for those with a background that's not what they want. Jesus came for those people. He came with a message of love and compassion. I love God's word. It says he did not come to condemn. Isn't that what it says? Come on. 3 John, guys. John chapter 3. He came. I want to challenge us. Do we have that message? That God loves you and sent his one only son to die for you, that you can have eternal life. Does your social media have a picture of a loving, caring God who's transformed your life? God, I'm tired of doing things my way, that invisible line. I want to do them your way. Come to my life and take control. God, I'm not where I want to be. I'm not who I want to be. But God, I know I want to be somebody different. I want something different in my life, God. That's what a Christian is. Not a perfect, may shuck the preacher's hand, does everything right. Someone who's reached that point in their life where they simply said something along the line of, God, I'm tired of doing it my way. I want to do it yours. Come into my life. Take me. You're a Christian. Is that you? Is that your message through the social media that you use? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your words and your truths. I thank you that you are a loving, caring God. That years ago you reached down and touched a 17-year-old boy who wasn't where he needed to be and wasn't doing what he should be doing. That you changed him. I thank you, Lord, for transforming me. For changing me. And Lord, help me keep my social media in line with my heart for you. You know, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, maybe there's some battles you're fighting. Maybe it's not in the social. Maybe it's social media. Maybe there's some things that somebody has said about you. Maybe there's some things that you've had to deal with that people have posted or you're battling. If you want me to pray for you, shoot your hand up. Let me just pray for you. Thank you. I see those. Thank you. Thank you. I see those. Thank you. Maybe there's a decision you need to make. God, I'm really tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours. Not just my social media life, but off, God. You want me to pray about that? That God, I want to give you all my life. Would you just raise your hand? Thank you. I see it. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for these who've lifted their hand, because when they lift their hand, they're opening their heart. They're saying, God, they want to do things your way. Lord, I ask that you'll place that Holy Spirit in their life that every believer has, that spirit of truth, that spirit that encourages, that spirit that comes alongside, that, Lord, that spirit will come upon them and give them the power, the strength, the wisdom. Do what you've called them to do, to be who you called them to be. Empower them, guide them, guard them, and let your presence be all about them, Lord. that they can be your people in a messy world today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.